The Sports Interview with Anne Liguori podcast is brought to you by iBeCool Luxury Athleisure Wear for men and women, featuring the exclusive ice-fill cooling technology, along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkol.com to learn more. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and my guest is Tom Coyne, best-selling author of A Course Called Ireland, A Course Called Scotland, and A Course Called America. And Tom is also the senior editor at The Golfer's Journal. It's so great to talk to you on Sports Interview, Tom.
And thanks so much for having me back. It's always great to talk with you. Great to see you. And it's been, you put all those titles together. There's a lot of course calls, and I've been around a bit, and it's great to, you know, this last year, be able to get out a little more and start traveling again. So thanks for having me on to talk about it.
Always great to talk to you. We did talk about your bestseller, A Course Called America, on my Talking Golf show on WFAN. And you were so nice to come to our charity golf event at the Maidstone Club to do a book signing. But today I'd like to talk to you about Ireland. And I understand that you went to Ireland this summer with none other than actor, comedian, golfer, Bill Murray. That must have been a blast.
It was pretty cool. And I'm not going to lie to you. It was not a bad trip. It was funny. We were watching. It was a trip that probably should have happened in 2020 and then COVID. And like everyone, you know, there were so many trips pushed back and pushed back again. And there was that sort of doubt of whether we were even going to travel this year or get to Ireland. So, you know, I was watching the news very closely. And Europe opens up, Ireland opens up, you know, if you have your COVID vaccine. And, so it looked like, you know, and we still went back and forth on should we go? And we just figured, you know, this was, let's go for it. And it was great that we did. It was one of those things that if you didn't go to Ireland now, then in 2022, there's a lot of backed up demand. Sure. And a lot of rescheduled tee times as well. So it was kind of one of those guys, you know, like this would be a good time to go because it's not going to get any easier. Though we can certainly talk about where there are going to be spots to golf in Ireland in 2022. But it was awesome. It was certainly a challenge to plan. The Murrays are incredibly kind and generous and funny. And it wasn't just Bill. I'd spent a weekend with Bill at Prairie Dunes while I was doing the America book, where the idea of doing an Ireland trip came up because he knew about my Ireland book and we were talking about Ireland. I said, you know, I can design a trip for you and your brothers and, you know, your sons and nephews and do a big Murray family trip in Ireland.
Sure.
And he was definitely interested in that. And as were all the brothers. So on the trip, we had Bill, Joel, Andy, Johnny, Brian Doyle, Doyle Murray couldn't make it at the last minute. We also had Billy Collins, the U.S. Poet Laureate, is friends of the Murrays, and he was there as well. So it was quite a crew. A lot of them, you know, brought sons. And in total, we were about 21 on the bus, 18 of the Murrays. So it was a pretty good crowd. And yeah, just great, great folks. I mean, the planning together, because Bill's obviously very busy and not terribly easy to get in touch with. And naturally, you know, everyone wants his time. And but he was very good about getting back to me about, yes, you know, about the planning. And we'll, yeah, it'd be good to go here. Or maybe we'd like to go there. But honestly, he left most of it to me.
And you're so good at organizing these trips, because this is what you do. You spend months mapping out your itineraries before you write these books. And had he ever been to Ireland before, Bill Murray?
Yeah, they'd been before, and they'd done, I think he'd done a little bit of Northern Ireland and then, you know, the Southwest, which is where, you know, most Irish golf trips sort of head for the Southwest. And when I was talking to him about, like, you know, I'd like to take you up to Carn and Enniscrone and Rosapenna and do some different stuff, that was definitely of interest to him and his brothers, you know, who'd been into the Southwest before as well. So the idea of being able to take them somewhere new was great. Yeah. And the planning was a lot of fun, and mostly they just kind of left it to me. And it was one of those trips where I'm like, I'm going to be there at the airport. And if, you know, if when the bus is there, if they get on, they made it. If not, I guess we're not going. It was very much like, and with COVID too, it was a very much a last minute situation of like, right. I think this is going to happen, but I'm not really, I won't be really sure until balls are in the air, you know?
Nothing and, like winging it. That's television.
Yeah, exactly. So,
tell me about the itinerary.
Yeah. So we had a lot of help. My friend, Tom Kennedy at Experience Ireland Golf, helped put together the itinerary with me and booked some special experiences for the Murrays. Everyone wanted to do something special with them, whether it be a whiskey tasting or a visit to, you know, an oyster farm or something like that. We were able to do some of that stuff. Tourism Ireland was a supporter as well, which was wonderful. They were excited to have the Murrays in country and helping to sort of spread the message that, you know, Ireland is open again, you know.
The green button campaign.
The green button is
press the hit green, that green button.
So we started off, went from Dublin to Druid. We actually started Druid's Glen, which I'd never been to and I never played. Like when I go to Ireland, I only play Lynx courses. So
sure.
hadn't been to Druid's Glen. And
lovely. I've been there years ago. That's outside of Dublin. So
yeah. So it was sort of on our way as we moved west. It was absolutely beautiful. Super incredible welcome there. A great old manor house is the clubhouse. Just a really beautiful parkland golf course. And one of the highlights was the chef was this very nice, large Irishman. And he came out to meet us, and on his bicep, he had a very large tattoo of Bill Murray's face. And
It was an authentic tattoo.
100%.
He had
a lot of ink, and it's the one. It's like the frame picture of, like, I think Bill maybe smoking a cigarette. It's a very cool picture.
That is too funny.
Yeah. So he got to meet Bill, and we got some cool pictures of them together.
Oh my god!
So that kicked off the trip.
Are you sure
well.
It wasn't it's one fun. Of the kinds that you just kind of peel off when you don't want
no,
it
this
anymore?
This guy was head to toe ink, so he
was
no funny
up.
Tattoos for
he
him.
He was tooted out.
Yeah, exactly. It was cool, and you know, from there, and we went to another place I hadn't been to before, to the Carton House.
Oh yeah.
Which is stunning. Really beautiful. Two golf courses there. It was one of those itineraries we tried to jam in a lot because there were a lot of places saying we'd love to have you, and which was wonderful. And so, you know, we went from on the first day, Druid's Glen in the morning, evening round at Carton House.
Oh, you played 36.
And then we tried, and then in the morning, you know, some more before we had to run out. So it was pretty hectic. And from there, off to the West Coast.
So you went up to one of my favorite places, Belmallet, and played Corn. That was, it's just extraordinary. I know it's one of the last Lynx courses designed by the infamous Eddie Hackett. What did your buddy Bill Murray think about Corn, and had he been there before?
No, none of the Murrays had been to Corn before, but I told him, I mean, this, I said, this is like my spot. This is my a place that I just feel at home. I love it there. I love Jerry Maguire and Fiona. Jerry Maguire, not from the movie, folks, but the
they're so sweet, Jerry and Fiona, and they've been there forever. It's like I went there years ago, and they're still running the place. They're just lovely people.
It was really special. They are, and it was really special to be able to share Carn with the Murrays, and then in turn bring the Murrays out to Belmullet, which is about as remote a spot as you'll find in Ireland. So it wouldn't be every day that, you know, perhaps one of the most famous actors in the world would show up at their golf course. So it meant a lot to them, which was cool. Then the membership. And what was also cool is the, you know, as word of us being in Ireland spread, like the crowds would sort of get bigger and bigger. And I felt sort of the demands on Bill's time, or, you know, take a picture here, there, and the other were more and more, which he was wonderful about. What was cool at Carn, it was not that it was subdued, but it was just the members, you know, who would have been there on a Wednesday night, and a couple other people. And we had a big dinner, and, you know, everyone got up and made bold statements and grand toasts, as the Irish do.
Had a lot of crack.
There was crack and many thanks and hugs and love, and Bill made a speech and said, you know, we're all now joining all everyone here, all my brothers were going to join as life members.
That's lovely.
Yeah, which means a lot to their bottom line at Carn.
Right.
So it was incredibly generous of them to do that. And so there was just a lot of love that night at Carn. And it's because of the people, but also, man, it's, you know, as you know, the golf course is just like nothing else on earth. It's
really fascinating. There's really, Eddie Hackett once said, you know, there'd be no better links course in the country. The landscape looks like, you know, a lunar kind of landscape, and you have the towering dunes, and it's set on a peninsula overlooking, you know, the Atlantic coastline. It's just very different. I mean, I just, you know, you go from one links course to the other in Ireland, and the next one is prettier than the one you just played. But this one is very unique, right? With the lunar landscape.
The dunes are just absolutely massive. And the way that it was built, where they really couldn't move earth, you know, it's built on a very shoestring budget. You go through those dunes in just a really imaginative, natural way. It's very natural feeling. It's very raw. And it's very, it's just wild. It's when you know, they call it the Wild Atlantic Way, and it is wild golf. So yeah, when Bill was out, you know, everyone said the same thing. I've never seen anything like this. And you can go and see it and you have a bad weather day and be like, oh, that wasn't for me, but it's certainly for me. And it was for the Murrays, which was great.
Yeah. And I still have a picture hanging up in my house, teeing off under like this gorgeous sunset, and we were doing a TV show there, and the camera was in the kind of foreground, and you know, it's just lovely. And people talk about the weather, and honestly, when every time I go, I mean, yeah, you might have a rain here or there, but I can't remember the last time we didn't have beautiful weather. And we go different times, whether it's May or July or September. So I guess it's just the luck of the Irish, right?
Well, they know Anne Ligori is coming, so they put out the good weather.
Mother Nature.
Not for me always, but
oh yeah. My gosh. Well, especially when you're shooting a TV show and you have the camera equipment out there, you can't have like, you know, major downfalls. Yeah. But so then I know you went to Inniscrone, which is another one of my favorites. It's 27 holes on 400 acres. And just, you have the bay there, you have the mountains providing just a gorgeous backdrop. What was it like at Inniscrone?
I mean, again, so for Carn and Inniscrone, you'd have like a 1-2, 1 or 1A of like biggest dunes. So, I mean, Inniscrone, some of the holes, particularly on the back nine, you just get into some awesome, you know, you just look around and they're literally skyscraping sand hills around you, which is just so much fun. The welcome at Inniscrone is always great. It's a great little functional, useful clubhouse. That's just very sort of cozy and wonderful. And we enjoyed ourselves in there for sure. And the folks came out and Bill was great with everyone. And, we just had, you know, again, more fun, but it's a similar place, you know, another place where it was the first place I played in Ireland. And I love going back there. It's near where my family came from. And, so Keith, who runs things there, is such a great host. And that was a big thumbs up as well from the Murray crew.
And did you stay at Mount Falcon when you played in a scrum? Alan is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, the owner of Mount Falcon. I'm sure you had a great time there. And what a great wine bar
cellar. Well, Alan and Bill were thick as thieves. I'll tell you that much. As you can imagine, two big person. Well, Alan, a very big, literally, he's kind of a big dude, but a big embracing personality. The guy is just like, he's just like a big hug and such a wonderful host. So yeah, there was no way we were going out that way without staying at Mount Falcon. It was probably the only place we stayed two nights. It's such a great place to stop and then go out to Carn and Enniscrone and Ross's Point and you know, if you're doing that trip, you have to stay at the Mount Falcon. What was great is that, you know, it was COVID, so they built this sort of outdoor tent, huge, like circus tent sized. And under that tent, they had this outdoor grill where the chefs were all cooking outdoors as well. And every night was a different theme, but mostly, you know, like a barbecue night or a steak night or whatever. So you'd sit outside under the stars or under the tent. They would have live music every night and we had such a blast. I mean, they had this great, sort of jazz funk band, playing great singers, and of course the Murrays end up on the stage in the show, and everyone's going crazy, and that was an absolute highlight.
How much fun. I mean, you can be with anybody and do this every night after your round of golf and after dinner, right? You just get up, you go to either the resort, you know, bar or the pub, and, you know, one person sings. And what I love about, you know, the Irish is, you know, somebody gets up to sing and everybody is quiet and lets that person, you know, have the floor. And then, you know, if he wants you to join in or she, you know, you join in, but people are just so musically talented over there, and they just treasure their music and the song and the dance. And God, you can't help but have a great time after golf. I mean,
yeah,
it's just impossible not to have crack and have fun, right? What about Donegal? So you went to Donegal, and you know, when you go to Donegal, you really feel, you know, a real sense of history there. It's located on the Murva Peninsula, another design by Eddie Hackett, and Pat Ruddy, one of my favorite characters in Ireland, he redesigned it. So it's another, and it's a long course, so Donegal is always one of my favorites.
It's a fun one. That was a good, we were originally, like, our itinerary started moving around a little bit as we realized I've got these guys on the bus for way too long. And everything was on Murray time, which meant we were always about 2 hours behind schedule because there were just whether people to talk to or things to sign or whatever. So it was great that we, instead of going all the way up to, we didn't get all the way up to the course we were supposed to that day, but got to Murva and had an absolute blast. They were happy to accommodate us, and it's just that's a fun course too. I mean, great. Like you said, Eddie Hackett and Pat Ruddy, you can't go wrong there.
And then Rosapenna, you have, Tom Doakes, I heard just redid the St. Patrick Links course. I haven't been up there to play it yet, but, they have the old Tom Morris, Sandy Hills. I mean, just so much variety. I mean, you know, how do you pick which ones to play when you only have a limited amount of time and all those people?
Well, that's what, you know, when we got to Rosapenna, and it was my first time back since the third course opened now, because they have an old Tom Morris course, a Pat Ruddy course, the Sandy, and then the Doak course, which, the St. Patrick's Links. And, you know, I'm convinced now that, you know, golfers on your first trip, yes, the Southwest of Ireland, hit the big names, etc. But I think a lot of people are going to start looking at the Northwest now too, because to have, you know, between what they have at Rosapenna, what they have at Nairn and Port New, now what they have at Port Salon, Ballyliffin, there's so much going on in Donegal. And to have those three courses with a 4-star hotel attached to it, you just don't have that anywhere else in Ireland where you can actually drop out for 4 days and just play different golf every day. And Doak did an extraordinary job. The course is an absolute blast to play. It's one of the more fun golf courses you play in Ireland.
So did you need a vacation when you were done with your vacation?
And it was, and I felt, I mean, there were points where I just felt, I kind of felt badly for the crew, and they were sports, because, and they brought, you know, not all, there weren't all spring chickens either. So to be dragging everyone to, another round, but no complaints. Everyone had such a good time. It really couldn't have gone better. You know, the golf and the hospitality and the way we were treated, which I knew we would, because, you know, I knew it would go that way, because golf trips in Ireland, as much time and as ink as I've spent trying to talk about how great they are, it doesn't really capture it. You have to go experience it for yourself.
You definitely have to. And it's just, it's my favorite golf destination, bar none. Everybody asks me, what's your favorite course? Well, when I say Ireland, you know, a course called Ireland, basically, is my favorite course, right? Because there's just so many over there that I would consider, you know, my top golf courses. Tom, always a pleasure to talk to you. Continued success. And it was just a lot of fun just kind of reliving your adventure with the Murrays. What a great week or two.
Thank you, Ann. Yeah, thanks so much. Great speaking with you.
Take care. Tom Coyne.
The Sports Interview with Ann Liguori podcast was brought to you by IB Cole Luxury Athleisure Wear for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive Iceville cooling technology along with SPF 50 plus sun protection. Look your best. Protect your skin. Visit ibkol.com to learn more.